Hello, everybody. This is John with Cafe for Rednecks coming to you live from a parking deck in Shelby County, Alabama, continuing my series on jumping through hoops. You know, when I wanted to become Catholic, I really liked it, and I felt God there. I hadn't felt God at church in so long, and I really liked the Catholic Church. But, you know, used to, when I visited churches, in between churches, you know how it is. You know, you go to this church for a while, and then something happens, you don't like it, or you have a falling out, or a preacher makes you mad, or somebody at the church makes you mad, or you start believing differently. You know, like I grew up Baptist, and then we started believing in speaking in tongues and healing and all that, so we went to find a church that taught like that. Then we found a, you know, it's just, you know, that's just the way it is. We went church shopping according to what we believed in at that time. And then when I started going to a Catholic church, I was going to a church where I really didn't believe anything they believed. I mean, all this stuff coming at me, stuff I'd heard all my life. You know, they worship Mary, they pray to the dead, they worship graven images and statues and stuff. They trust in their works, they trust in a priest who said a priest can forgive sins. All this stuff about Mary, all this stuff about purgatory, where is purgatory? How come Catholics have all this stuff that's not in the Bible and they believe in it? And just on and on and on, the Hail Mary, the Rosary, just all this stuff that was just, you know, swarming around in my head when I started visiting the Catholic Church. I'll tell you one thing, when I visited the Catholic Church, I found out right away that they were quite different. Everything about the Catholic Church was a 180-degree shift. Just a complete turnaround from the way I'd been raised. You know, when I went to church growing up, last church I went to, Presbyterian church, went there for 2 or 3 years. They believed in predestination and election. They believed that God looked out through time, picked out the people he wanted to save, and that's all he's going to save. And the rest of the people don't get picked. They're damned to hell. That's what they believe. It's Presbyterian church. And but I remember going there, and you know, the pastor was wonderful, the congregation was wonderful, but I didn't really get anything out of it at all. It's always disappointing to look forward to go to church, as I've been raised to do so, and to go to church and feel flatliners the whole time I'm there. I just didn't believe in it, and I also found it aggravating that I was at a church that its whole premises was based on Romans chapter 9 instead of the whole Bible. You know, they seem to talk a lot about predestination and election. Calvinism is what it was. So when I started going to Catholic Church, you know, all of a sudden they don't believe in, you know, I grew up Baptist. We believed in once saved, always saved. And then I went to Pentecostal church and they talked about tongues and stuff. Then I went to Presbyterian church and they talked about Calvinism and all. Went to Catholic Church. Never did talk about tongues, never did preach once saved, always saved, never preached about predestination. There's Jesus up on the crucifix. They said he died for everybody. All are welcome to come. So it's quite a bit of difference. You know, when I used to go to church, you know, you walk in there, you find your place to sit, usually in a regular place, and everybody's talking, shaking hands, talking about the football game. Talking about politics, talking about fishing, talking about the weather, a lot of commotion. It'd take the pastor 2 to 3 minutes, get everybody calmed down, get their attention. They'd stand up, they'd sing 3 or 4 songs. Now, in the Pentecostal church, they'd sing like 15 or 20 songs, and they would move until you got into some kind of trance till you could feel the spirit, and it's just really emotionally based worship. A lot of it was inward worship, singing about the blessings, singing about what God can do for me. It just seemed like the sermons and the, when I say Pentecostal church, I just mean mostly non-denominational churches. That's the kind I went to. I never did go to a classic Pentecostal church like the Assembly of God or the Church of God, but I went non-denominational churches. If you've ever heard of Kenneth Hagin or Oral Roberts, In Birmingham, Alabama, there's a place called Church of the Highlands. Those are all non-denominational churches. They generally believe a whole lot like Baptists, except they have the free praise and worship. They believe in speaking in tongues. They believe in faith and healing, and they believe in prosperity and all this and that, very casual. But here you go to a Catholic church. You walk in there, and everybody is stone dead silent. I mean, there's no talking. You got people on their knees praying here and there. You got statues and stained glass. You got holy water. You got incense. You got this altar. Man, you go in a Catholic church, sit there 15 or 20 minutes, and it's real quiet, and you're just looking around at everything, and it's just, you know, you can really feel God there. At least I did. But, you know, I don't even know why I'm saying all this stuff, except to say that when I found the Catholic Church, I found a church that did not teach and believe the things that I taught and believed. Yes, they believed in Jesus. They believed in the Trinity. They believed in baptism. They believed in forgiveness of sins. They believed in the golden rule, all that stuff. But all the other, what I want to say, periphery, sideline stuff, secondary stuff, they didn't believe in any of it. And they weren't going to change. You know, my the churches I grew up were constantly changing, like the Protestant church. And I know Protestants old-timey were, but non-Catholic churches, you know, none of them used to believe in divorce. None of them believed in birth control. And now just about all of them, you can get divorced 5 and 6 times, and it's no big deal. Birth control, yeah, go ahead and use birth control. The non-Catholic churches, since their founding, you know, they've just changed and changed and changed. Look at Luther's church. Luther's church is now embracing same-sex marriage, same-sex preachers. The Episcopals are embracing abortion, saying that it's okay to have an abortion, it's okay to have same-sex. The Methodist church, they're having a big falling out on same-sex. It's just, if you look at the, just to tell you the truth, the traditional Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal churches are ever-changing, constantly changing, constantly bending with the wind of times. Whatever is popular, that's the way they go, okay? You look at the Catholic Church, the only big change I've seen in the Catholic Church, and it hasn't been in my lifetime or my experience, is where they went from having the Mass only in Latin with the priest facing the altar to having a Mass in everyday language with the priest facing the audience. That's the big change. I really can't think of anything else they've changed. They've always believed in things they have believed since the early church. I bought a book called The Four Witnesses, and it's by its writings from Clement and from Ignatius, from Justin Martyr, and Irenaeus, I think. And, you know, they wrote a lot during the early church era, from the time the apostles died for the first couple hundred years. They wrote extensively. These some of these guys, like Clement and Ignatius, they actually shook hands with Peter and John and were discipled. And all their teachings were plain. They were Catholic. They believed in confessing your sins. They believed in the Eucharist. They talked about the Mass. They talked about all kinds of things that Catholics talk about and believe. Right now, in 2019, read the early church fathers. Nothing has changed. Maybe some Catholics have Mass in their native language. They used to have it in Latin only for centuries. Maybe they'll go back to that. I don't know. But that's not a dogma. You know, that's not a doctrine. That's not a teaching of the church. That's a tradition. That's a way of having church. So, you know, some Catholic church, they only had candles for years. Now they got electricity. They don't change the way they believe and teach. So I don't know why I'm saying all this, just to let you know that the Catholic Church is 180 degrees different from any church I've ever been to. And most everything I believed about the Catholic Church as a Protestant was wrong, misinformation. So I encourage you to keep watching these videos, especially if you're interested in becoming Catholic. And if you're not interested, you know, if you're honest and want to know what Catholics believe, then I encourage you to keep watching. We'll see you next time.